Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, I'm starting with you.
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, thank you very much. We've got a lot to get to on this big Saturday night. Thank you for being here. Dinesh D'Souza will be with us. Deborah Flora, Kelsey Bowler, and in the music spotlight, Cole Sidwell and Lainey Wilson, who was just with us. Lainey was just with us a few weeks ago with a couple of number one hits of her own. Cole tearing up the charts tonight. He's got the number two overall song of all formats on Apple Music and the number one song running away with it on the country charts. So we'll get into all of that when our music spotlight comes about, and we will go to the music spotlight stage. Welcome to Saturday. Glad to have you with us. I am so excited because tonight it's kind of movie night for Radio Night Live. We're going to talk about two incredible documentaries that aren't just entertaining, but on some level will awaken you, will inspire you, and hopefully will motivate you to do something about the world you live in right now. I mean, we are at a point, just talking brass tacks here. We're at a point where if we don't get involved and say, this is what we want to see happen in the future, we are going to lose our country. And I'm not confused about that. Interesting thing about all the discussion that has happened in the last few weeks with Elon Musk buying Twitter and the launch of Truth Social. Truth Social, thank you, Devin Nunez and whoever else was instrumental in finally launching it. Those of us that have been on the waiting list to get our accounts approved and active for a super long time, we're really glad to have that happen. But here's the thing. If we don't have a place where we in the marketplace can talk about the things that we are concerned about, if we don't have a way of exercising our vote in a legitimate fashion that actually takes into consideration what we genuinely believe needs to be the case, then we are going to be a country that does not exist anymore. And that's the real danger here. So let's go to the big board, Ivan, real quick, because we've got a lot to get to tonight, and I want people to enjoy all of this. To your far left on that screen, and only on the screen, because he is not a part of the far left in any way whatsoever, is Dinesh D'Souza, a talented, award-winning filmmaker. His brand-new movie, 2,000 Mules, coming out right now. This next week, in fact, May 2nd and May 4th and May 7th, there are huge premieres across the country. You need to be aware of them. We'll get into all of that when he joins us. Deborah Flora is right next to him. And in the second hour, in the ladies' lounge tonight, she's going to talk about whose children our kids really are. You may not remember this, but last week, Randy Weingarten said to a podcast host that when parents demand a Bill of Rights, it's the equivalent of declaring war on people that they disagree with. So let me understand this. Parents say, I want to be involved in the process, and that's the equivalent of declaring war against someone? How does that work? Anyway, Deborah Flora will join us, and we will. Yeah, there's the headline from last week. We will talk about all of that. Then back to the big board. Kelsey Bowler will be with us in the ladies' lounge as well. We're looking forward to that. And then tonight, a couple of really cool songs on the new music spotlight stage. We will get into Cole Sidwell and Lainey Wilson. Never Say Never. It is really catchy. It is really fun. It kind of deals with a tough subject matter. But, you know, if you've ever been part of a toxic relationship or something that hurt you, you may find some sort of solace in what they're singing about tonight. And then in the second hour, an even better song by Cole himself that I hope you'll stick around for. So all that to say, we've got a lot to get to. Now, tonight, because it is movie night, I want you to have a context a little bit for what Dinesh and I are going to talk about in this first hour. And I will say, since the elections of 2020, there have been a lot of things that have occurred. People started getting canceled off of Twitter because they questioned the results of the election. And if you just questioned certain things, suddenly people were like, oh, well, you're spreading misinformation, disinformation. Now, might I add that these people that are claiming that we're spreading disinformation, the very same people that say, I just have a question about the election. How did it work that the most popular incumbent president in the history of the country, who got 10 million more votes in his second election than he did in his first, how did he lose that election? Those of us that asked that were told we were spreading disinformation simply because we asked. But the same people that tell us that having a pregnant man emoji now available in your emoji library on your phone is in some way a better, more inclusive world. Now, whatever happened to follow the science? You know that men cannot be pregnant, right? You know that they don't have ovaries, that they don't have wombs, that unless they have things specially constructed, they're not even capable of carrying a child. That's the degree to which this insanity, stupidity goes to. But the people that want to give us the pregnant man emoji, they're the ones that are saying that if you have questions about the election in 2020, you're in some way, you know, untrustworthy and not reliable and all the rest of that jazz. So tonight, Dinesh D'Souza is going to join us. Now, I want you to take a look at what we're going to talk about. This is a little snapshot preview of what comes out this next week. Ivan, roll the trailer for 2,000 Mules.
They've put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. Let me say it again.
The 2020 election was the most secure
election in American history.
Let me begin by asking a very simple question. Do we know the truth about what really happened in the 2020 election?
I think millions of Americans know something went wrong, and they have little pieces, and no one's really put it together.
I'm agnostic on this question, and I am awaiting more information.
If I believed the president were a Nazi, I might steal an election.
Bold accusations require bold evidence, and they haven't seen it.
We have been working on something big.
Show me the money.
Can we meet? I've been working with Greg Phillips. He has a deep background in election intelligence.
True the Vote has the largest store of election intelligence for the 2020 elections in the world. No one has more data than we do. We identified in Atlanta 242 mules that went to an average of 24 drop boxes. But Philadelphia alone, we've identified more than 1,100 mules.
What is a mule?
Person picking up ballots and running them to the drop boxes.
This is not grandma walking her dog. Bad backgrounds, bad reputation. They are interested in one thing, that's money.
And in no shape, in no way, in no time, is that legal.
This is organized crime.
Do you have video evidence?
4 million minutes of surveillance video around the country.
What you're about to see is disturbing.
So this is 1 o'clock in the morning.
Don't we all vote at 1 o'clock in the morning?
But one night, this person, this mule, went across 6 counties to 27 different drop boxes.
I call it the Mexican mafia, seriously, because they work like that.
This is jaw-dropping.
What you showed is frightening.
It's just sickening to me.
Now we come to the most important question of all. Was the magnitude of vote trafficking enough to tip the balance in the 2020 presidential election?
It's not a leap to say this would have made a difference.
They have ruined Election Day in the United States of America. That's provable. And that's enough for me to fight the left with every fiber in my body.
Without free and fair elections, we are not a democracy. We are a criminal cartel masquerading as a democracy.
All right, you're going to hear more about this movie, 2,000 Mules, in select theaters on May 2nd and 4th. You have to go to 2000mules.com. You have to buy your tickets through that website because the theaters that are carrying the movie have agreed not to sell tickets at their box office out of fear of being responded to negatively by activists. So what you have to do is go to 2000mules.com, get your tickets, go see this film. After May 7th, which you will have an opportunity, actually, if you wanted to host a premiere in your home, you could do a virtual premiere, and there will be a Q&A following the film with some of the data experts that are involved in the film. But if you want to go to 2000mules.com right now and get your tickets, that would be highly advisable. I saw this film this week. This evidence is jaw-dropping. It is the foolproof bullet of evidence that all the other theories never really produced. And that's not to say that those theories didn't have some validity or, in fact, could entirely be true. In fact, I think Dinesh believes that as well. I'll ask him about that coming up. But this specific action that they traced with geo-tracking, which is reliable as fingerprints. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi. Hey, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
York. Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. You know that one of the things that we do, besides dissecting the day's news and the 24-hour cycle that it goes through, is to, from time to time, set the front page of the newspaper down to get a little bit deeper on some of the bigger issues that have faced the nation that particular week, month, or season. And I'm going to come at this conversation from a very biased standpoint. I'm just going to tell you in advance. When Twitter decided to cancel the president's icon, his account on their platform on January the 6th of 2020, and they took away mine at 150,000 followers as well, and you saw the control that had already been being exercised in different media formats for a while, but you saw it really beginning to invade the social media space. And when they did it over things that were not yet settled, this is the part that really rubbed me wrong. When they did it over things that were not yet settled, like the existence of the Hunter Biden laptop, like the theories about what may or may not have happened on the election day of 2020. You're talking about things that people had legitimate opportunities to disagree with because the facts were not completely known. And as people have chosen to talk or not talk about election fraud from the year 2020, their platforms, their opportunities to say certain things have all been threatened all the while. Now, I certainly have not been able to produce proof of my feelings about 2020, at least not until this very minute. But I'm about to hopefully open your eyes to something that will not only cause you to question what happened on that day, Election Day 2020, but more importantly, inform what you want to have happen on Election Day in 2022 and in 2024 just in front of us. And I think part of us saw a little bit of why this is important in 2021. And let me just expand on that for a second. When Glenn Youngkin decided to put extra lawyers in every polling place across the state of Virginia, he won the election. And I do believe that there was a threat to his potential to do that that attempted to be executed. And it might have been attempted to be done the same way they did 2020. But someone who is also curious about this and has asked questions in a very thorough manner is none other than the great filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza. And, of course, he is an intellectual. He's an author. He's been a college president. He's done many, many things. But I'm proud to say that he's one of the clear thinking individuals in the center right movement, and what is happening in our country has certainly disturbed him as well. Dinesh, it is wonderful to see you, and let me just offer you huge congratulations, as I have on all your films, but on 2000 Mules, I think there is something that you have captured here that is going to be so vital from a historic perspective. But before we get into the nuts and bolts, tell me why you wanted to take on this behemoth known as the albatross of the 2020 elections.
Well, there has been, going back to November of 2020, two radically kind of rival narratives. The left has been putting out the idea it's the most secure election in history. Although, as you mentioned a moment ago, their behavior is inconsistent with that. Because if it were the most secure election, they wouldn't need to shut down discourse about it. They wouldn't need to be filing lawsuits to block audits. They wouldn't mind re-examinations and recounts. So right away, you know, it causes you on the other side to smell a rat. Now, that being said, there have been a lot of conjectures and theories about fraud that we've heard over the past year, almost 2 years now. But they haven't really been fully borne out, by which I mean they're not convincing to a kind of skeptical outsider. You know, you can look at some cyber diagrams about hacking, but you're like, I'm not a cyber expert. How do I know the Chinese are hacking our election? Or you'll hear someone talk about episodic fraud. Hey, look at this video over here, but episodic fraud is not the same thing as systematic fraud.
Right.
Or you get people talk about anomalies. Isn't it odd that Trump won the bellwether counties, but he still lost the election? Well, that's odd, but it still could have happened. It could be that Trump increased his working class vote, and he increased his vote among minorities, but he lost more suburban votes than he added. And so, and not to mention the fact that COVID kind of was a wrecking ball for the Trump economy. So it is conceivable that Trump lost. And so for all these reasons, I've been really looking around for a way to settle the issue.
But Dinesh, before you move on to that, let me ask you this, because you just laid out some of the big theories that have been discussed, from the Chinese hack to the bellwether counties and so forth. You're not saying in your opening statement here that you've found proof that those aren't applicable or that they're not true, and in fact we may find some validity to some of those in the future. Is that what you're saying?
Right. What I'm saying is that I don't know, and I'm saying it's not enough to be able to make a affirmative declaration that this was, for example, say this was a stolen election.
Right.
There's an element of agnosticism, of skepticism, of maybe yes, maybe no. So what I do in this film, by the way, is I don't try to cover the full territory. I'm not looking to see if Lindell's theories are right, or does Sidney Powell have a point, or has her affidavits valid. Essentially what happened is that in partnership with a research group called True the Vote, they came up with a very ingenious sort of new way to look at the issue. And I would say that the premise here is forget everything that you think you know about the subject. Come at it with clean eyes, with a sort of sense of openness, skepticism to be sure. And that's the tone of this movie. I mean, you've seen a screener of it, so it's not shouting. It doesn't try to impose a theory on you. It's a voyage of discovery, but it takes you, behind the curtain, and it shows you that even almost 2 years after the 2020 election, there happens to be a foolproof way to know what happened on that day and in the days prior that bears very directly on the issue of whether the election was stolen.
Now, there's a couple of things that I want to kind of lay out for my listeners and viewers very clearly here before we go any further with this, because it's one of the things that you're going to be faced with in the film. And that is that what I love about this, Dinesh, is that we're watching your journey. You're not taking presuppositions and saying, prove them to me. You're not having proof theory done. You're asking questions, and you're asking questions about process and about technique. And I just got to tell you, friend, you're going on the journey with Dinesh through the process of watching. And you also did something else. You took some of my colleagues from Salem, and you put them in a room before the research is done, the journey is taken, and you ask them these questions. What do you think? And my good friend Dennis Prager says, I'm agnostic on it. Eric Metaxas, my very good buddy here in New York, he has a very distinct viewpoint going into it. But you see where they're all at in different ways. Larry Elder, Charlie Kirk, the rest, Dr. Gorka, etc. So they're all there, and you kind of get this before-after effect where they tell you honestly what they feel and what they thought election night to kind of present day, and then you walk them through the journey with you, and they get to see what has happened here. Why was it, and I'm very curious about it from the True the Vote standpoint, why was it so important that they put the evidentiary bar for what they measured, and I'll have you explain this, but they made it extremely, extremely high. In other words, for their theory to be proven true, they had to get elephants to jump off of 10 trampolines and make it through 25 hoops to be counted as a circus performer. That's not normally the standard that we would expect in, say, a court of law or something like that. Is there a rationale behind why they had such a high bar?
The rationale was not to make mistakes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Authorities say a hate crime occurred when an 18-year-old New York State man drove hours to Buffalo on Saturday afternoon and shot up a supermarket in a predominantly black neighborhood. Police Commissioner Joe Garmalia says the shooter was heavily armed, had tactical gear, and live-streamed the attack.
The individual exited his car and engaged
four individuals. He shot four people in the parking lot. Three of those were deceased. One individual at this time is surviving the injury.
In all, 10 people were killed, including a security guard who was a retired cop. Three people were wounded. 11 of the victims overall are black. Officials have also called the incident racially motivated violent extremism. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and a delegation of GOP senators are the latest American officials to pay a visit to Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky to show support to the Ukrainian people. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Is there a rationale behind why they had such a high bar?
The rationale was not to make mistakes, which is to say not to have false positives. So what True the Vote is trying to figure out, having bought a massive treasure trove of cell phone data, this is called geolocation or geo-tracking, you're able to see not only a snapshot of where a cell phone is at a given point in time, but the movement of the cell phone. So you're trying to find out if there were mules. A mule is a kind of professional ballot trafficker, taking fraudulent votes and dropping them, typically in the middle of the night, into mail and drop boxes. You're trying to figure out if that guy is going to multiple drop boxes to do illegal things. Now, it could be that while you're measuring a cell phone, that some guy, for whatever reason, it could even be unbelievably eccentric. He likes to smoke a cigarette while leaning on a drop box. A kind of crazy thing to do, but there could be a reason why he does that around the three drop boxes within walking distance. And so what True the Vote said is, look, let's eliminate all these guys. Let's look at people who went to 10 drop boxes or more. Because remember, those are going to be over a scattered area. If you get on the highway, you got to get off and go find a drop box. So there's no innocent reason to go to 10 or more drop boxes unless you're stuffing ballots into all of them.
Right.
By the way, I should explain that the reason you don't want to go to one drop box and put in 500 ballots is the next morning when they do, they open the drop box and they fill out their chain of custody documents, they'll be like, whoa, there's a massive spike in here, which will raise immediate suspicion. So the mules are smart enough, and their organizers even smarter. They tell the mules 3 into this box and 5 into the next one and 10 into the next one. So what they're doing is they're spreading around the illegality, if you will, in order not to raise eyebrows or suspicions.
Well, and in doing so, it's very hard. It's very easy to cover tracks, which also kind of was counterproductive for them, because there's some other evidentiary evidence that you've got laying into this film. At some point in time, the mules, and again, for those of you listening, we're referring to these people kind of like the drug mules that bring the narcotics across the southern border. They're transporting something illegally, basically. But the idea that they needed proof, they needed their own proof, Dinesh, that they had done the dirty work, and you guys caught them on that. How did that work?
Well, this is where True the Vote obtained through public information records surveillance video. And it's important to know that this is the official surveillance video of the states themselves. This is not something that some guy in his truck turned on his iPhone, you know, started recording. No, this is the video that was set up. The states put up these surveillance videos. Now, I have to say, a lot of states didn't do that. The election rules call for surveillance video. Some of these places are like Wisconsin, like, yeah, we'll do it. But they just later just pleaded COVID. Well, we didn't really get around to it. Fortunately, there is video from Georgia. There's some video from Arizona. There's some video from Michigan. There may be some video in Philadelphia. But there's 4 million minutes of video. That's a lot of video. And what the video shows is that you got these guys. And think of how strange this is. It's the middle of the night. The guy gets out of his car. He looks around, makes sure no one's seeing him, goes to the drop box. And while he's tossing the ballots in there, 1, 2, 3, 4, he pulls out his camera and takes photos of the ballots going in. Now, this is not a selfie. Hey, I voted. No, this is photographing the ballots going in, because apparently that's how these guys get paid. They get paid per fraudulent ballot. And if they're going to make a number of drop boxes, you know, you do the math. It's a decent amount of money for one day or for one night, but they've got to take the photos to prove they were actually there.
Right. Now, this would seem to make sense if someone had an endless supply of ballots, that you could pull off a scheme like this, and that as long as you could print ballots and have fresh ballots to just be moved around, that this would happen. But we're not quite that reckless in a normal election cycle. So, Dinesh, where did all of the superfluous ballots come from?
Yeah, so the ballots are not counterfeit ballots in the sense that someone went to a high-quality copying machine. By the way, there are voter fraud cases where people have done that.
Right.
So that's not outside the realm of possibility.
That's not part of this strategy, though.
Right. I don't think that's where the majority of these ballots came from. So you want to think about vulnerabilities in the mail-in ballot system. So these vulnerabilities would be things like this. Homeless shelters. You've got a lot of people, they come to a soup kitchen, they get food. They don't really have an address, they're homeless. But what if the homeless shelter itself becomes their address? Then an activist connected to the homeless shelter gets all these ballots. The homeless guys probably don't care. It's not that easy to either tell them who to vote for or to fill out their ballot and vote on their behalf. Who's going to ever know? So what I'm getting at is there is a variety of options for how to get the ballots. But it's important for me to say, I don't need to prove where each of those fraudulent ballots came from. Because what I'm showing you, it's kind of like I'm showing you the murder, and then you're like, where'd they get the gun? I'm like,
right,
well, there are
right.
5 gun stores in the area. They could have gotten a gun in any of those 5. You're like, well, which one? I'm like, when I show you the guy committing the murder with the gun, I don't have to prove which gun store he went to.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves by me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
It's going to sound overstated. The veracity of this film nearly brought me to tears. Because, Dinesh, there's nothing more sacred than the trust that the American people have put into believing that our elections can be relied upon. And I just believe that whether they had the proof or not, that those record-setting voters that went by every new demographic category and supported President Trump in overwhelming numbers, and they did it based on the values of what he had demonstrated in office and what they believed he could do for them for another term, I believe they feel like their souls were raped, that their sovereignty was completely blistered apart, and that they have been unwhole in these last 2 years, being told by the media on a regular basis. And sometimes it's people on our side saying, you're nuts. There's nothing to see here. Move along. That sort of thing.
No, I think that's right. I think the reason the left is so frightened about all this is because, quite honestly, it puts us into uncharted territory. I mean, I'm one of those Republicans who have believed for many years, going back to the Reagan years, you walk into the voting booth, you pull the curtain, you vote, end of story. And you trust the process to be authentic, in the same way that when you go to Wimbledon, you trust that they're not adjusting the net every time one guy, the ball moves from one side to the other. There's an honesty, integrity to the process itself. This is what has now been shattered. And the Constitution says that, the electors cast their votes and then joint houses of Congress ratify those votes. It doesn't say what if it comes out later that the guy who got into office cheated. What happens then? A little part of me wants to say, well, you just basically move on. But another part of me says, wait a minute, move on? I mean, when it came out that Lance Armstrong had cheated, they took away all his medals. So he was deprived of the fruits of the cheating. And yet we may have a guy in the White House. I'm not saying that he was the orchestrator of the cheating. He may be too out of it to even know what's going on. And maybe a ring around him told him, listen, we got this covered. You don't worry about it. You just basically try to stay awake and we'll take care of it for you. Who knows? But what I'm getting at is that this is a problematic situation because it's not very easy just to say move on if the evidence in the movie is true and if the amount of fraud was more than enough to tip the election. We're going to have to really take a hard look at that and what that means.
No doubt. Dinesh D'Souza, my guest. Last question. Did you have a chance to show it to President Trump, and what was his response when he saw the full scale of what you'd uncovered?
We did very recently, and by the way, I want to point out that it's customary when the movie is about to come out that people do see it. In other words, it's not like we said, okay, let's go show it to Trump. No one else is going to see it because we send out media screeners. You've seen it, even though the movie isn't out yet.
Yeah.
And so there are other people.
And that's just normal in the movie business. Those of
us
that are
normal in the movie business. We've done it with other movies, and so we played it for President Trump, and I think he was blown away because I think that this is something. It's one of those things where it's not like you suspect something, and then you turn on the surveillance camera, and just what you thought was true, and there it is. So he's been looking for the vindication, and I think he sees in this movie. I mean, there are other things that have provided partial vindication as well, but I think this movie seals the deal, and I think this is why he's finding it so exciting, and he's talking about it a whole lot because it's. In some ways, a confirmation that the movie, as you know, is not about Trump. It isn't.
No.
This isn't like one of those movies in which Trump is all over the movie.
Correct.
Not at all. We don't interview him in the movie. It's about the issue, but of course, it has ramifications for the two candidates who contested the 2020 election.
Well, and what's really blown away is, again, I want people to remember. I started this question asking you about that super high bar that True the Vote measured all of this with, and even at that super, almost unrealistic, very, very high bar that they had to clear, they demonstrated that the election went in the wrong direction. And they only did it around, seven cities, and where they did the geo-tracking, the mining. They could have done the entire states that were in question, not just the cities. And they could have lowered that bar in half, which would still be a very high bar, and it would have been an overwhelming landslide for the president. This is going to be, friends, I'm going to tell you, this is going to blow your mind. And more importantly, it's going to blow people's minds that have disagreed with you. My suggestion would be that you do that virtual premiere on May 7th, that you order that for your home, that you have an in-house live play-by-play. You go along with that, you watch the Q&A, and then ask your neighbors and your friends and your family members who were skeptical if they had a change of heart. And Dinesh, this is where I want to end with you. You had the Salem hosts in. Were there any changes by the end of what they saw in what you had produced?
you know, the interesting thing is when I when I came to Salem and proposed the idea of the movie and a partnership between D'Souza Media and Salem, they were like, well, we'd like to have several of our hosts in the movie. And I had to scratch my head and think, well, this is a movie about election fraud and just having a bunch of pundits is there. Is this going to be like a CNN panel where everybody like weighs? I couldn't figure out how to bring them into the movie in the best way. And then I sort of had a little bit of a flash of insight, which was, look, how about if we convene the Salem hosts, we talk about the issue, but tell them nothing. Don't even really tell them why they're there. And then let them speak and film them, and then show them the evidence, but record that live. Get their complete spontaneous, unrehearsed reaction, and then allow them to ask spontaneous, intelligent questions. Why? Because those are going to reflect the exact questions that people have in the audience.
Exactly.
So turns out the Salem hosts play a critical role in the movie. They are almost a kind of ventriloquist. They play the function of echoing the ideas that people are thinking about as they watch the movie. And so it enhances the experience immensely. And you'll see the impact on them when they see the evidence and the transforming impact, even on the skeptics, as we move toward the end of the movie.
Yeah, it's really incredible. And you just got to see it, friends. So go to 2000mules.com. People should check it out because we really want to get the word out. The important thing about this movie is that the truth be known, which you've done, as you've always done in your films, a superlative job of putting together. And really grateful for the time that you've taken with us to talk it through right now.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me. 2000mules.com is the website. By the way, after May 7th, the movie will be available for digital download on the Salem platform, salemnow.com, and also on the Rumble-owned platform called Locals.
Nice.
Rumble is getting behind this movie big time, which is fantastic. We, you know, have a massive social media platform that's on our side for a change. and also these, as you notice, are uncancelable platforms. The left can't take them down.
That's the great part of it. And we're big believers in that SalemNow.com thing over here at the Salem News Channel. Dinesh D'Souza, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
God bless you. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the New Music Spotlight stage the incredible artistry of Cole Swindell and Lainey Wilson.
Friends, when it comes to her,
when it comes to him,
never again. Last time was the last time, that time dearly did us in.
Yeah, too much drama.
Girl, you're a match.
Shooting gasoline.
We just burned too fast. So here we are, lighting the last part. Yeah, we tried to run, but we didn't get far. Never say never with you. I end up together with you.
Is straight ahead. That, of course, is the music of Cole Swindell and Lainey Wilson, the number two song in the country right now in all formats on the Apple Music charts this weekend. Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And in our number two, we're going to tell you about one more important documentary that is on its way for you to see. In fact, you can access it tonight on SalemNow.com. It is simply titled, Whose Children Are They Anyway? It is a very, very powerful thing. And one of the directors and producers of that work, Deborah Flora, will join us in hour two in the Ladies' Lounge.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.